Today's mailbag comes to us from Virginia. Dear Lisa, I am so glad that I was listening to the Sunday Basket Club earlier this week. I was given the instruction to schedule most things earlier in the week, and it is paying off already. I babysat some of my littlest grandchildren on Tuesday morning, which was already on the calendar, and the need came up in the middle of the day to watch my nearly 12-year-old grandson for the rest of the day and all day yesterday. Such fun. Then, as was pretty much expected, I will be helping one of my daughters and her family move tomorrow, and as was already planned on Saturday as well. My point is, with the idea planted in my mind earlier this week to at least plan and perhaps accomplish many of my tasks at the onset, it gave me a much more relaxed attitude when the unexpected came along. In fact, I had a relaxed, leisurely lunch today, even though I have company coming for supper. I will have to put some tasks off, but I'm not stressing about it. Also, a relative who is going to cut my hair this week put it off until later, so it's all okay. Thank you so much for the support and encouragement along the way.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started.
4 years ago, on an airplane ride from LA to New York, I wrote the Organized 365 mission, vision, and values. And here we are, 4 years later. Back then, it was just Pat and I. She was the only employee we had 4 years ago. And now we have a much larger team and a bigger impact in the world. We had no physical products except for the very first planner we ever came out with. And we only had the 100-day home organization course. A lot can happen in 4 years. As I was creating the mission, vision, and values of Organized 365, I think that my head was up there in the clouds and I was able to see further out into the future than I ever have been before. And it amazes me today to read those still. They're on our website, our mission, vision, and values, and see how forward focused I was and how we have accomplished some of the things in our vision, but only a few. Like, we will be running for a while to accomplish all of those things in our vision. At the same time, I created the five values that I'm going to share with you today. And I am so surprised how these five values that I created for our company really are the values that the Organized 365 community has. These are values that you have. And when we focus on these values, this is where that after feeling of organization and proactivity comes from. Last week, I talked about how we don't have before and after photos in Organized 365 because we're not going for the perfect Pinterest organized house, but also because it's really hard to take an after picture of less stress, more mental capacity, and the ability to be able to breathe. Like, I asked you to start submitting your after photos of what you're doing with your proactive life now that you've increased your capacity by getting organized. So I also wanted to tell you, I have organized our marketing room. We have two employees in marketing, and we have this one office at Organized 365, and I came in at 3 a.m. one day, and I was like, I want to decorate this room for marketing. Like, I want to figure out, like, how do we put in pictures the journey that you've been on from thinking that organization was about the way your house looked to realizing that living an organized life is the way that you feel? Like, how do I put that in pictures so that our marketing department understands the journey that Organized 365 guides you through? And we have our values on canvases, on these like 16 by 20 canvases. And I had all of the values already in the marketing room, and I started to pull out other photos and things that were framed around the whole office, and I kept pulling them into the marketing room at like 4 a.m. and I'm listening to music and I'm just really thinking through the journey that Organize 365 takes you on from living a reactive, overwhelmed life to a proactive life full of capacity so you can live out your unique purpose. And I found that I was able to put the values, our values, in order. And as you start to internalize the Organize 365 values, you're taken naturally, internally, on this journey of organization of your heart and your mind. And the first value is the power of positivity. It says, our words, mindset, and actions shape our reality. Organize 365 uses empowering words to shape personal change. And this is definitely the first value that I personally had to embody in order to move from a reactive to a proactive person. Last week, I kind of dove into 2001 and 2011 and how I was very unorganized, and I found the Sunday basket, and then I found the 100 days in 2011, which pulled me back into a proactive life. But I didn't really mention it last week. I was not a fun person to be around, especially in 2011. But even in 2001, like with the blessings of those two kids, I was so overwhelmed that I tended to be very negative. And even in 2001, when we had so much abundance of babies and business and financial blessings, I still verbally was negative. And woe is me and poor me and this, that, and the other thing. Like just a negative Nelly, like not someone you really wanted to be around. And boy, in 2011, you really didn't want to be around me. Like I just thought the world was coming to an end and we're never going to be able to go on. And, you know, that we were never going to be in any other state than one that we were in right now. And, you know, when you are positive and when you are negative, you tend to continue on that path. So if you are thinking negative thoughts, you will see more reasons to be negative, which will reinforce that you are correct in your negative thoughts, and you'll double down on those and you'll see even more negativity. And when you are positive and you see positive outcomes, then you will be looking for more positivity and you will tend to stay positive. Personally, I think it is harder to stay positive. Definitely harder to stay positive than negative, because I think the world in general likes to commiserate. Like if you're gonna, you know, just throw out one little sentence that might be a, you know, like, hey, did you hear or did you know or did you read or what do you think about in a negative way, that conversation can go on for 2 hours. But if you throw out something positive, two or three more sentences might follow, and then you need to keep upping the positivity yourself. Like the world will pull you down into negativity, no problem. You could stay there as long as you'd like. But to be positive is so much harder initially. It's a muscle that we just haven't developed as well as our reactive negative muscle. Our proactive positivity muscle just really needs to be developed. And I've developed mine to Olympic levels. As a matter of fact, there is so rarely negativity in my life that when it's there, it just looks like a green, ugly monster that's walked in the middle of my beautiful room. And I'm like, what are you doing here? Could you please, hello, it's pretty in here. Goodbye. Go away. I can hardly look at the news anymore. Like it's just so negative and sensational and shock and awe and overwhelming. I'm like, oh, I know I need to be up on current events, but oh, I can only do it for like 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, great. I got to move on. I just cannot, like one of the things that's in the media right now, that's just, I was a sucker for it for a while. And now I'm like, oh, you can find statistics for anything that you want. This whole work thing, like you do realize that before the pandemic, it was like 73 or 84% of people didn't like their jobs. I remember reading that. Now, you know, it's these people want to work at home and they don't want to work at the office. And these people don't want to work at all. And then you can't hire people. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, just read all the headlines in a row. And it's like, they're all contradicting each other. Like, I can't even anymore. I just can't even. There's nothing good to come out of it. So focusing on positivity is such a conscious act. Like, to be a positive person, our words, mindset, and actions shape our reality. Organize 365 uses empowering words to shape personal change. You have to focus on the positive in order to live a proactive life. You just have to. And it is a muscle that takes a long time to develop, and also to notice when the negativity keeps creeping back in. When you see or hear something negative, I want you to think of a really big, green, ugly monster in the middle of your conversation, in your mind, in your house, whatever, so that you can identify that negativity to move on to positivity. Because if you are not in a positive mindset, then none of the other organized 365 values make any sense or can take any hold. So the second organized 365 value is building community. In community, everyone can learn to be organized. Action is easier and happens exponentially. Organized 365 believes organization is a learnable skill. As a teacher, I know that we can all learn to be organized. But I also know that the action is easier and happens exponentially when you're doing it together. This is why we love the organized 365 communities that we currently have on Facebook. When you are together, why you like Embrace, why you like doing planning day in person, live, it's because we're together. Because organization is a very isolated activity. Like, you're doing it in your house, I'm doing it in my house, Susie's doing it in her house. Like, we are not doing it together. It's really, really hard to organize your storage rooms together, right? Like, we can't. That's why this whole idea of building community is where the workshops came from my Creative Memories background of organizing photos. I thought, okay, people need community. They need support as they are getting organized. I have been a professional organizer. That does provide some support if you can afford to have a professional organizer come in your home. Most can't afford it, and it's not necessarily convenient. Many people who have professional organizers feel judged. It's the number one reason people wouldn't let me in their house or wouldn't even make the call is because they just didn't want to be judged for the disorganization that they already had in their house. I didn't judge people, but you feel judged because you just feel like you should have already had this gotten together, which if you did, we wouldn't need professional organizers, but that's another point. So how can we build community if all of your things that need to be organized are at home and it was the paper organizing retreats and online paper workshops? You can organize your paper at a table, at a desk, on a Zoom call with other people and feel like you're doing it in community. You can box up and put all of your paper in a car, van, moving truck, whatever, bring them to a paper organizing retreat and spend a weekend getting your paper organized in community. It's the community piece that helps Organize 365 be so successful at helping you live an organized life, because you're not just buying a course and doing it on your own. You're not just buying a binder and getting it at home and doing it on your own. You are getting organized in community with other people, which makes it easier. And then your organization happens exponentially because you get excited and you see success and you move on to the next thing. The next Organized 365 value is life in abundance. We believe that resources are not limited, they are limitless. Through collaboration, Organized 365 connects the right people and resources for maximum benefit and sustainability. It is really hard for you to get organized and declutter if you do not have an abundance mindset. Now, abundance doesn't mean that you have all this money and you could just do everything with it. It is a mindset of connectivity with everyone else, and that the resources we have, time, money, things, opportunities, that there's plenty, There is plenty for everyone. You don't have to get your piece of the pie. There are more pies. There are tons of pies. We can all share. And so when you have that abundance mentality that there is enough to go around, then you are okay getting rid of and donating and selling and the things that no longer serve you in your house right now, and believing that in the future, when you have a need, you will be able to fill it either through the generosity of someone else or through your own financial resources. Otherwise, it's really, really hard to declutter the things that you have. It's really hard to get rid of a shirt that actually fits and doesn't have a stain on it just because you don't like it anymore. If you feel like you might not have the resources a few years from now to buy a shirt. Do you see what I'm saying? So if you don't feel like that there is abundance in the world, then you will hold on to what you currently have instead of releasing it so that new things can come into your life. It is really hard for us to let go of expensive things that we've purchased with money that maybe we didn't have. Maybe we put it on credit, or we made this purchase over something else, and now we no longer need this physical item, whatever this physical item is. But we don't want to get rid of the financial investment or the opportunity cost that we purchased by getting the item. And that's what happens when you just literally sometimes donate it or trash it. But if you think about life in abundance, I'm sure that you can identify at least once in your life where someone just gave you something at the right time that you needed, that they didn't even know that you needed, and how it has blessed you. And so as you give away those things that you think you're holding on to because of the value they once had to someone else, whether it is to a church, to Goodwill, to someone you personally know, to recycling, whatever, like, my dad always used to say, what goes around comes around. Like, what goes around comes around. Let go of those things that are no longer serving you, and then accept the things that are being given to you as well. Which leads to value number 4, which is transformational freedom. As you let go of one thing, you're open to receiving the next. We strive to unlock your life's purpose through the process of decluttering, organizing, and increasing productivity. Getting organized is usually the goal of most people. That's how you articulate this wanting to move from an overwhelmed, reactive life to a purposeful, proactive life. People call that getting organized, where you are impacting your world versus feeling like the world is impacting you. It is actually a 3-step process where you first declutter, then you organize what's left, and then you take that and you increase productivity, and then you go back. You declutter, organize, increase productivity, and you get faster and faster at the cycle, but the cycle is always there of decluttering, organizing, and increasing productivity. And through that, you get your transformational freedom because you have to be able to declutter, to let go of things, because more things are always coming into our lives, especially those of us that live in English-speaking countries, because we really, really like to buy stuff and consume stuff, and everything is marketed to us. And so there's always new technologies, new tchotchke things, new passions, new jobs, new experiences, new decades of life to experience. There's always more and new coming. And we need to let go of what is no longer serving us or we don't need from the past so that we're able to accept the new. Because when you don't, then what happens is you start to get overwhelmed by the sheer quantity of stuff that you have, and you spend most of your time reacting to your physical stuff instead of proactively planning and moving through the next phase of your life. And then the last value that Organize 365 has is proactive anticipation. And we have this little kitty cat that we use as our proactive anticipation mascot. Joey actually has the proactivity mascot in his house. He adopted her last month, so you'll be seeing images of her on social media. Our proactive anticipation cat says that by focusing on the female head of household, we can anticipate what she will desire, like we are reading her mind. Being proactive and others-focused creates a feeling of being seen, heard, and understood, both in our community and in our headquarters. And yes, I know. Sorry, guys. It says I'm focusing on the female head of household because she's who I know. It's a weird party trick I have. You could pick any week of the year out of the 52 weeks of the year and say, what is the American female head of household thinking about the second week in June? I could tell you. Third week in October? Not a problem. First week in February? I've got you. I have literally spent the last decade, and even more than that, my entire life, watching women run their households. From a very young age, I watched my grandmothers. I can still tell you, my great-grandmothers who passed away, you know, before I was in college, I had so many examples of different kinds of families, different size families, different religions. When I was born, I had 6 out of 8 of my great-grandparents still living, which is a lot of great-grandparents to have still living. Helps that the women in our family have their babies in their early 20s, so you get through those generations pretty quickly. But I was very observant as a child about families and family dynamics. And then I babysat in high school for multiple families, and I watched how those families were run and how those children were raised. And then I went to college and I learned about early childhood education and how family impacts children and nature versus nurture. And then we adopted our children, and I have observed how our family and friends have come to have children and grow families and what happens in those houses as the children come and as they progress through different life stages. And since my dad is from a big family, a big Irish Catholic family, I'm able to see how even the baby boomer generation, which my dad is one of the almost oldest of, and his siblings are almost the youngest of, how that baby boomer generation divides in half and how the younger set of siblings were parented and parent differently than the older set of siblings. It's just fascinating to me. It's something that I've studied for a long time, generations, family dynamics, and all of these things. And because of that weird knowledge that I had, I added to that in the last 10 years, my intricate knowledge of helping literally in home, organizing so many different generations of women and how they use their homes and working with them over the course of years and seeing how, oh yeah, okay, this is what happens the first week of February. All right, this is what happens as soon as we transition into May. Oh, July is the Bermuda Triangle of months. We might as well just mark it off on the calendar. Nobody's getting anything done in July. And these things that I say in the podcast are true and they resonate with you because I have been researching and studying this in the way that I just love to do for a decade. And so I am able to proactively anticipate what the female head of household is going to be feeling each week of the year, when they're going to freak out that the holidays are coming again, and when they're just like, you know what, I have had enough. I need to just go read a book for a week. Like, nothing is going to get done, and that's okay. That's one of the things I love to do. I love to proactively anticipate the next need you are going to have in running your household and then letting you know, yes, you're normal. Yep, this is exactly when we think about this thing. Don't worry about it. I have something really, really fun coming for All Access members in December around this proactive anticipation value. So those are the values here at Organize 365. Again, I created those 4 years ago when my head was in the clouds. Some would say my head has never come back down out of the clouds, to which I would say, you're probably right. And I cannot believe the clarity that I had at that time in creating the vision of where Organize 365 was going. But I also think this is just what I was uniquely created to do. And when I got enough space, literally flying across the United States with no one else there, and I really gave myself the time to dream about what is the mission of this company? What is the vision that I see? Like, when this is done, or when we are 20 years in, what does this look like? Like, what is Organize 365 offering in the whole organization ecosphere? And then what are the guiding values that are going to keep us going, knowing that we are on the right track and that this is our unique spin to getting organized? And it started with positivity. I just cannot live in the negativity anymore. We have to have a company and a culture of positivity and growing together and building our community. I like to be with people. I like to talk to other people who want to talk about getting organized. I want to teach you in a small group how to get organized. But in order for you to get organized, you have to believe that life happens in abundance and that it's okay to declutter some things out of your life to make way for what is new, which is part of your transformational freedom. My goal isn't for you to have a perfectly organized house. My goal is for you to be proactive in living your unique life and what you're uniquely created to do so that I can enjoy it and celebrate with you and hear about it. It is a teacher's delight that the student outpaces the teacher, that the student achieves something that the teacher could never have even seen or imagined. Teachers are just conduit to what you are going to do on your own. Your success is not my success. I'm just providing a platform for you to be able to have the time so that you can do this amazing, unique thing that you're created to do. And last value, I do that by proactively anticipating what you're going to need next. So that each podcast episode, as it drops, you're like, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I can't believe that's what she has on the podcast this week. Not an accident. Wasn't an accident. All right, you guys have a great week.